טוב שיניין ה. נכון? Medrash in this week's parasha. Dab Rashel Moshe b'Midbar Sinai b'Yom Moed b'Echad HaChodesh. Medrash relates, Torah was given to Gimel Dvarim. One of the things b'Midbar, it was given b'Midbar. The Eish b'Mayim, the other two. The focus we want to understand, the Torah was daf given b'Midbar. Let's talk a pella. That if we would think about the greatest of occurrences in the history of the human race, the greatest of occurrences shouldn't have been in a more glamorous makom than the Bamidbar, a desert with nothing there. This occasion was the occasion. As we know in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, Vayere Vayvoike Yoim HaShishi, Yoim Shishi, it should say. It said Yoim Echod, Yoim Sheini. It didn't say HaSheini, Yoim HaShishi. What is the extra hey? Zok Chazal Shehishne HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ase Bereishis. A Kodesh Baruch Hu made a condition with the Maisa Bereishis. Shem Klai Yisrael Mekablim the Torah on Shishi, on the sixth day of Sivan. Then the world will continue. And if not, Ani Machziro, the Toyu Vavoyu. If there won't be an acceptance of the Torah, the Torah will not come into fruition in this world. The world does cease to exist. Unbelievable. And it's this thing that the whole world stands on. Couldn't we think of a more glamorous place than Bamidbar in the desert? Nothing going there. You know, it says that. Sinai, maybe. Oh, but the point that Chazal was emphasizing Bamidbar. So there's many different machshavas that come into it. Gave a whole shmuz once about the sort of distraction. The Torah needs no distractions. It's a big yisoid. The voice says, not for now. It's a whole separate shmuz. And the yisoid of mistapik b'muat obviously isn't that. It can't be given. The Torah needs to go out to the midbar. You need to be poirish. You need to be to mark yourself from the oilam hazedek in yonim. But Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to say another Mahalach. Those are really two Mahalach that maybe we said in the past years. The Gemara says in Pesachim Samaches, it says the Gemara, HaKol Moedim, Amr Abelosa, Akom Moedim, Ba'atzeres, the Be'inu Nami Lachem. Everybody's Moedim Atzeres, that you need also Lachem. Even though it's a machloikis, between a Beshur Belez on all Moedim, but you could do all for yourself, all for Kodesh Baruch, one sheet that one says Chetzi, Chetzi. But even Abelosa's Moedim, that on Shavuos Atzeres, Be'inu Nami Lachem, we need also Lachem. Rashi explains that we have to eat on Yom Tov of Shavuos שיסמח בו במייך ומשתה להרוש שנויך ומקובל יומזל ישראל, that we are so satisfied, we're so happy, we're so joyful. We're rejoicing with the fact that we got the Torah, so we celebrate it. We have to celebrate Matan Torah. That's the yisod of the Maichel Rabbi Yisrael. That's the yisod of the cheesecake. To celebrate Matan Torah. Many people are eating, discussing, it used to be only women, now it became a whole men's thing, what type of cheesecake we should, are we having the blueberry one, it should be this and that, the old machloikes, which who has better cheesecake, and angels, this, oh, these two guys online with the fingers, went about the ksois, they were arguing, which cheesecake is better, angels, I found another bakery that has good tribers, this one has better cheesecake, there's a whole machloikes, in the you know, when they're waiting online, well, sure, it didn't happen, you know, in shul, ben gavra legavra, that they were talking about other important things, whose telephone is better. But here, they were talking about whose cheesecake is better, the cheesecake. You have to understand the cheesecake, it's a minik to eat cheese, but you have to understand why, the milk and the cheese, it's all about the geshmak of Torah. That's the refreshing bring down. Cholov, as a cholov is eating to eat meat. To understand the importance of eating the cheese. Of the yisoid, of eating these geshmak zachen on Shavuos of the Gemara, to show that you celebrate this great gift that we got. But the Gemara continues, says the Gemara a little further down. The Gemara brings the Maisa with Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef b'yom da'atzalta Omar avdili igla tilsa. Rabbi Yosef on Shavuos Dafka, he said, make me the choicest of meats. Rashi says in Kamakoy B'Shaz that Igla Tilsa is the third calf to the beten of the mother, which the meat of that meat is so geshmak, it's the choicest of meats. Make for me this Igla Tilsa. If not for this day, this great day, the Kikorim, Kama Yosef Ike Beshuka, how many Yosef Ike Beshuka? What's the Psha in the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai? The Pashu Psha is like we said before, that the revelation over here was that he wanted to enjoy the Yontif, celebrate this day, because if not for this day, Kama Yosef Ike Beshuka. We want to be Masbid a little bit more Meduyik. In the Lashon of Rabbi Yosef, Be'ez Hashem. The Yisod, which is so important for Yom Shavuos, Rabbi Yisai, that a person has to understand what is Yom Shavuos, Rabbi Yisai. I know it's going to be another Chag where we're going to have together with our friends, go out to places, go for the Avreichem, Shmak HaSudis. But Yom Shavuos is something not Shaykh, Rabbi Yisai. And the Hargosha, the feeling, it has to be internalized. A Yom Shavuos, Rabbi Yisai. Yom Matan Torah Seinu, the day the Torah is given, there has to be a different hargosha, a different feeling. There has to be a different understanding. The person has to approach Shavuos in the right frame of mind. We know these are the Shloisha Shimei Hagbalah. And every year, as the Mefarshim bring down, every Chag is that way. It's not just, as we spoke many times, it's not just a history repeating itself. We're not going back in time to remember. It's not a day of remembrance. It's a day of actuality. But every year on Chag Shavuos, every year in Chag Shavuos, there's a re-happening of the Kabbalah HaTorah VeHaSinai. We have to realize that. It's Muduik Mi'or in the Divrei Arizal L'Choyro. But the Arizal says, and we quote this many times, it's in Tov Tzadal, which brings the Arizal. The Yisra B'Shukhan Aruch Arizal Da'ash Kol Misha B'Layla Lo Yoshin Klal the Iker. Somebody who doesn't sleep this night. V'ya Oisek B'Toyro Muftach Loi Sheyashlim Shnosa. There was Rizal, I'm not quoting anything, but the Rizal brought the Mishnah Berurah. It's guaranteed. This is not a guarantee from a Rebbe. I'm not saying a Rebbe is in the night of guarantee, it's no good. There's a guarantee from the Arizal. The Helik Arizal. Sheyashlim Shnosoi V'loyera Shloishum Nezek. Nothing bad will happen to you this year. Sounds gewaldig. V'atam, Kosev HaMogen Avraham, Api Pshutoi, She Yisroel Ho Yushenim Kol HaLayla, we were sleeping all that night, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to wake us up for Matan Torah. So we stay up the whole night, with the anticipation, to come and have Kabbalah HaTorah. So I ask you, if we're not being mekabel the Torah the next day, what's the tikkun? Stam was picked it up. Okay, how it be on this night? Otherwise, we're going through the ceremony. We're going. It's re-happening, and we're able to fix it up. We're able to masakin it. That means that Kabbalah HaTorah is taking place. They say b'shem the poiskim. When is that b'shas? The Aseres HaDibros. When they read the Aseres HaDibros. When you read the Aseres HaDibros in the morning. That one eye open and the one eye closed, get that other eye open. Kabbalah HaTorah. The school of Kabbalah HaTorah. They say Bishop Al Yashuv that has the school of Kabbalah HaTorah. Chazal say that the refuah, everybody was healed. Bishas Kabbalah HaTorah. So they say Shemachamed, that's why people are sick. But the Koyach, the Rizal, the Mishmur brings it down. We're going through it again. The Yerushalmi says, in Perek Dalet of Rosh Hashanah, says the Yerushalmi, because HaKabodas Ksiv V'Ikravtem, because Mokiv Chet, and by Shavuos it doesn't say Chet, but Kevin Shikibatim oil Torah, Kiloloi Chataschem Yemecha. The Yerushalmi says it's like you never ever sinned. Very, very strange Yerushalmi. Perek Dalet to Rosh Hashanah. In all the Kabbonis it says Chet, Sir Izim Chatos. And by the Korban of Shavuos it doesn't say Chet, Kiloloi Chataschem Yemecha, you never sinned. What is the Pshar of it, the Yerushalmi? Kevin Shikibaltim Oil Torah. Kabbalah's Oil Torah. One more question, we'll conclude. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says in last week's parasha, we spoke about it, then we gave a different interpretation last week. Hashem says, I'll give Gishmeichem. We asked the question last week, what does it mean, Gishmeichem, your reign? Although it's Kodesh Baruch Hu's world. So we said last week that you saw it. Avos HaTorah Mesiras Nefesh, the sort of Amos is Avo, and we become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki'ilu. That Avo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what's mine is yours. We want to say another Mahalach. The Bais HaKadosh, it's hard even to express what we're going to express today. Because there's such deep in Yonim, Rabbi Yisai. But we have no inkling, really, into what Torah means, what Torah is of Israel. We have no inkling into the koyach haTorah, the power of Torah. How much Torah means to the Bria. That with Torah, the Bria is a different Bria, Rabbi Yisrael. And without Torah, the Bria is missing. Where Rashi says at the beginning of the parasha of Bereishis, we mentioned that Hashem says if there's no Torah, and He marks it as the oilam, the toyu v'voyu. But Hashem created a whole world. So there's no Torah. And He marks it as the oilam, the toyu v'voyu. And Rabbi Chaim Volozhin says mefurish. On the Mishnah, in Avos Perek Vav, Kol Aloi Meid Torah Lishma, Zoicha L'Dvarim Harbe, V'Loi Oid, Ela Shekol Ha'Olam Kikuloi Kedai Huloi. Mefurish, the Baruch Shem, the Mishnah was Bechavin to the song. Kol Ha'Olam Kikuloi Kedai Huloi. What does that mean, those words? The whole entire world is Kedai, is worthy for this person, says Rav Chaim Volozhin clearly on those words, that if for one second the world would be empty from Torah, the entire universe, everything, Obama's on his red phone speaking to Putin, they're talking about the most important things, atomic bombs, whiff. No more Putin. Obama vanished. You know why? Because there's no White House either. With the barbecue on the White House lawn. It also got swept away. Why? What do you mean? These guys are talking about the most highest things in the whole world. What's going to be tomorrow? There's no Torah. Kol Ha'olam Kula is oblivion. Nothing. Zero. From the most important person to the lowliest figure is gone. Kol ha'oilam kula kedai, says Rav Chaim, the whole world, even today, will go back to Torah v'voyah. The Mefarshim say that's why Hashem made it, that the Yidden are spread out over the world. There's different time zones. It's a mashu like that in the Rashi and Tainus. Different time zones. And therefore, Torah can miskayim every second of the day. Well, we're going to sleep, some of us. There are those getting up, they're still up in America, they're 7 hours behind. And when they're going to sleep, we're here getting up in the morning, ready to start the day, to shtag in Torah, in Australia and everywhere. Torah is miskayim every second. On that step, Sharabah said, everybody should think that when they make the bracha, V'chaye oilam, you get up there and you make the bracha by Birkas HaTorah, you get a bracha, you get an aliyah by the Torah. V'chaye oilam, not habisui chayinu. Hashem put into us the whole chaye oilam. Life in this universe, this world, this existence is chaye oilam, not habisui chayinu in Klal Yisrael. And the answer is, Rabbi Yisrael, because the existence of the world is supposed to be on a certain level. God wanted the existence to be on a certain level. He wanted the world to exist on a high level, not to exist low. It's Yibayin Shlom's world. What creates such existence, Rabbi Yisrael? The Koyach HaTorah. And that's real Bereishis Boho Elukim Es Hashamayim B'Es Haoretz B'Shvil Torah, says Rashi, or B'Shvil Yisrael that learn Torah, but we learn Torah, B'Shvil Yisrael Nozer Perek Aleph, we elevate the entire universe. The universe has to be elevated because that's how it's supposed to exist. And if it's in a matzah of not, so the whole world goes down, as Hashem says. If the human being is not acting, is not bringing the world up, so the entire universe goes down with it. Hashem doesn't want such a world. As Rashi says, that's why he took the sun, the or harishon, he put it away. Because Rashi lo yikidai, it's not worthy for the rishon to use such a beautiful, unbelievable or. They're going to bring it down. What's with the rest of the world? Okay, we're hoping that that or was even unique. But in the rest of the world, there wouldn't be tzaddikim avada. If there's no tzaddikim, as we saw in Stein, the world's oblivion. Because Bo wants the world to go up, to have a status of going up. And there's only one thing that could do that, rabbis. That could bring the entire world to a different type of existence, to a different level. It's Mashiach of the whole Bria, the level of the Bria. That's Korach HaTorah. But it's not, and only in the space and in the air that it changed the Bria, but it changed the existence of the Bria. That things grow bigger. How does that work, Rabbi? It's a fellow, you read the parsha and you stare at it as many times, you stare back, you don't understand. Because the later things are starting to grow big, multiplied. Unbelievable amounts of commas and echas. From where does that come? You didn't do anything. There was no extra planting. You did nothing. The Korach HaTorah. You have a non-fruit bearing tree. It doesn't bear peiros. Says the Pasuk, it's going to bear peiros. With the Korach HaTorah, can mishara the whole Bria. It brings it to a different level of existence. And the Kliyokar says in Parashas Noach, on the Pasuk Moriachem is Chitchem Yulachem. That there's four levels of existence. You have the Doimim, the inanimate object. You have after that the Tzomeach, plant life. Then you have the animal kingdom. And then you have on top of that human race. Says the Orchai, says the, and the Shlok Kodesh also says, every single level is supposed to nurture from the one under it and takes existence. Why? Because it raises it. It's a higher level of existence. Plant life takes nurtures from the Adama. Animals eat the plants. Humans consume the animals. And everyone's going into a higher existence. Rav Medaber. Soktor Kliyokar. Noach was the first one that was permitted to eat. Why? Because Noach learned Torah. And Noach was a higher existence, Rabbi said. Not a Stam Medaber. There was a Medaber who spoke Torah. It was a different level of existence, Dr. Kliyokar. And that level of existence of someone that learns Torah, Noach Lomah Torah, Dr. Kliyokar, created a halacha that he was unpermitted to eat meat now. And so says the Gemara Pesachim Memtes, Am Ha'oretz, Osir Lecho Basar, Lashon Gemara, Rabbi said. You know, Rabbi, don't try to tell me these things. Talmud Bibli! The Bibli says it, not me. Mem tesam days, am ha'aretz osur lechol basa. Says the Okliyoka, why? Because he's not raising the existence of it. The Fizerbos, I want to masber, up with Yosef. Hawkin li igla tilsa! Prepare me the choicest of meats! If not for this great day of Shavuos, we got the Torah of Rashi. Shalomati Torah in Israel Mamti. Zog Rashi, I learned Torah and I was Misraimim. I felt Israimimus. Kama Yosevik and Meshukke. How many Joes in the barn and the shuk? That's what he was saying. There's so many Joes. Joe the plumber, Joe the custodian. The refrigerator could have been man. I could have been one like one of them. But I learned Torah. We cleared that day, we got the Torah. And we, Klaizel, got this, and we got the chance to go on to a high level of existence. Prepare me the choice of meat. I feel this Romans. I feel the godless Adam. I feel I'm so above the Bria. That level of existence. I can eat the choicest of meats. Because I have gone to raise myself through the Korach HaTorah. I'm not Stam. Some Joe go in a shuk. Kama Yosef Ikevish. And this is what we have to be Maragish, Rabbi Sam. We have to Maragish on the Shavuos, Rabbi Sam. Going to Shavuos feeling Ashveinu Matoy, Chalkeinu Ma'anoyim, Gurelainu, has to be ringing in our ears. Shevdilonu Menatoyim, Nasalan Toyras Emes, Chaye Oilom, not Abisaychainu. We should say those words, and Mamish, the tears should be coming off. Chaye Oilom, the entire existence of the Bria is totally in us. The greatest of confidence, of self-esteem, of feeling great about a person. Where would a person be? Where would we be without Torah? Torah elevates the person to a different level of existence. He's a different man. And that can be the pshat of Boisai. This is Ishtanus Ha'odom. When a person learns Torah, this is Ishtanus. He's a different person. Don't call him that name anymore. And that could be the pshat of Yerushalmi, kilo chataschem yameichem. You never sinned because it's not you anymore. Once you makabel the new old Torah, a new level of old Torah, on a different level, you're not the same person. That was Joe. I'm now Yosef, and that's not Yosef anymore. I'm Reb Yosef. I'm Rabbi Goyen Reb Yosef. I'm Moran Reb Yosef. My different existence, different level. It's a different bria. And that's the koyach atoyah. That has the koyach to change the person, to bring up to a different level of existence. And that's what we have to celebrate on the Shavuos, Rabbeinu. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this opportunity to mamish be a different level, to walk around. As a Baruch Bear used to say, that when we say Shalom Yasani Goy, it doesn't mean you pass by that Bowery bum, and you pass by that guy walking in the street on drugs, and you walk by and say, I wish I had something. I mean, you walk by and say that Halabai, they don't understand. Shalom Yasani Goy, look at them, look at us. But the biggest prince, the greatest of presidents, the kings, you look at them, and Baruch Ben said, that's what he's mechavan, Shalom Yasani Goy. And the Goy realized that, Rabbi Yisrael. A Goy realized it's a different level of existence. He once said over that Baruch Ben made a trip to America. And he came to New York City, and the mayor of New York City, Jimmy Walker, the Schwarzer, he came over and he saw a Baruch Bear, and he saw the pig of Baruch Bear from the Koyach HaTorah. He looked like a Malach Elohim. He looked way above the Bria. And Jimmy Walker said, I want to present you, Rabbi, with the key to New York City. You know why, Rabbi? Because you prove that Darwin's theory is false. The other one said, maybe you prove that, no. Anyway, but you prove that Darwin's theory is false. Because a man like you could never have emanated from a man, from an animal. The different existence, the goy sort of is. The Baruch Bear. That's what Torah does, everybody says. Mashana the Adam. It's a different existence, everybody says. You're a different existence, you're a different world. But this is what we have to celebrate, Rabbi Yisrael. This great, unbelievable gift that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. That we, with me, Amstam, Yankel, who knows where I came from, who I am, and because I learned Torah, I'm a different existence. Kilo Yichataschem. I'm looked up upon by the peers. And I told the story one time, me myself, I was a Magachi and Torah Or. I had a friend that I went, everybody knows that I didn't grow up in the Matzdorf school system. I grew up in an Orthodox. I went to a regular state school. I changed around my life at 18. We started learning Gemara. And I started getting into it. And Baruch Hashem, I became a Magachi and Torah Or. Anyway, we had a friend who grew up with me. And he came to visit me, and he brought his son. He said, I want to bring my son to see you. Look what you became, a great rabbi. They see it themselves, Rabbi Yisrael. The Koyach HaTorah uplifts the bench to a different existence. But this is what we're celebrating on Shavuos, because this is the day when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. He gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael and gave it over to us, that we now not only have this unbelievable koyach of elevation, that not only in ourselves, but the whole world is dependent upon the Ben Torah. The Pelet the Gezach, to go tell the secret to the world, get it out there, the Rosh Hashivas won't have to go out collecting. The whole entire universe is totally in Ben Torah. And the more Torah is ready, the whole world is mishtaneh. And we have the achrayas, and we have the ability, we can make the world better. The more people are learning Torah, as Rashi says, the more atzlocha. And that's the koyach, Rabbi Yisai, that we were given, Rabbi Yisai. But it comes with a responsibility, Rabbi Yisai. Kashem shetalmud Torah keneged kulam, kach bitul Torah keneged kulam. It comes with responsibility, understanding that you have the greatest of gifts, the greatest of powers, and you can elevate the world, or chas v'shalom, bring the whole entire world down to oblivion. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu set up the world this way, Rabbi Yisrael. The entire world is made. Every single thing in the world is made to serve His Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. We know the famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that the Umas HaOilam Beis Amit Beis are going to come to the Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Asid Lavoi, and they're going to come, we want Tzchar. My Harbe Gesharim comes along the first of Parsim. They say, listen, we want Schar. So Hashem says, what do you do? What do? You deserve Schar. Harbe Gesharim Goshar, we built bridges. Harbe Krochem Kavashnu, we kept it places. Harbe Mukham Zinu, Vekulam Lo Asinu Abishvil Yisrael, Kadesh Yisrael Batayra. We did it for Klal Yisrael, she's Asker Batayra. Huh? These Persians who persecuted the Jews, we did everything for Kaiser to learn Torah. And the other Umas come, they said, what they did, Romans, we did it all for Kaiser. Huh? What's going on? Victor Briskerov, in his first shtickle on Chumash, what in the world are they saying? They're in the Alma Dekshoit, in the world of truth. Full truth, there's no more lies. It's not some stupid judge with his coat on. Court's in session. 10 minutes before, the court was also in session when he gave him $500 in bills, one of the litigants. And he come to court. Do you swear? I swear by that buck that I have in my pocket. Truthful din. I think Mr. Bernstein is right. Of course you know Mr. Bernstein is right. He gave you $500 before. You're in the Alvin Shite, the world of MS, by the Bernstein Shalom. And the timing. What do you mean? We deserve Shchar. We want our reward. We built bridges for the Jews. You know that wide big bridge? Verrazano Bridge. Mr. Verrazano, come on, the Italian. I built the bridge for Klal Yisrael. Come on, Mr. Verrazano. You know, you were in court last week before we took you up here, and you lied through your teeth. Well, no, but here by the Ben Yishlom, he sees everything. He knows what color underwear you're wearing, Mr. Verrazano. Haynes, size 36! Mr. Verrazano, what are you trying to pull off over here? I did it all, that Verrazano, my mind, I was thinking about the Lakewood Coiler of Aaron Kutler. It was all in my head. Mr. Verrazano, please step down. I built bridges for colleagues, but there's even more surprising. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to them, Shoitim Sheba'olam, you fools. You didn't do it for Klal Yisrael, you did it for yourselves. Fools, Hashem calls them. Liars! Fools! They're liars! Shakranim, you should say. Shak the Briskarov. When we get up to the next world, we're going to go to the videotape. And on the videotape, it's going to be all clear how every single thing that was built in this world, made in this world, was made only for Torah. The Verizano Bridge was made for Torah. I don't care what his machshava was. He saw the dollar signs. What was Hashem's plan? It was made that people could get over to Lakewood and go to learn in Lakewood. Or those who were coming from outside to learn the Mir Yeshiva, whoever it was. Everything in this world was made b'shpreishis, b'shvil Torah, she's asked for Torah. The world is for Torah. It has to be elevated. It's made for Torah. Just there's one problem, Mr. Verizano. You're 100% right. You're not a liar. You umas are not liars. You're 100% right. You saw the videotape. You saw, as a prime salvation point, as the people pointed out, that in Europe, the Russians built a Trans-Siberian railroad. No one understands what in the world they're busy. There's a war with Germany. What are they busy building this Trans-Siberian? Until a little while later, they saw that the Mir Yeshiva escaped to Shanghai, and they were learning in Shanghai because they were able to use that trend. No one understood in the world what they're being busy with it for. For one reason. That the Mir Yeshiva could escape and continue Torah over there in Japan. Because everything at the end of the day was created for Torah. How and what and when, that diversion will show us. What's the problem? What were you thinking when you created that bridge? You can't get reward unless you did it for that purpose. That's why you're a fool, because if you had one machshava, Mr. Verizano, one thought, you know what, I want the Jews to be able to learn Torah. I created the cell phone. Should be able to talk in Torah. If the person who created it for one second, you know how much reward it was created for that. Because you're able to talk in Torah, partners in Torah, people who talk in two places in the world, learn Torah together, talk and give chizuk. We're using the wrong way, that's our choice, Rabbi Yisrael. But it's created for only Torah Breishis, everything in the world for Torah. Dr. Briskarov, that's why they're shoytim. Fools, they're not liars. They see the videotape clearly, Rabbi Yisrael. Because everything in this world has to be elevated through Torah. So the whole entire world is totally in Torah, and we have the opportunity to learn Torah, to mekamel the Torah. What are we? Aren't we the fools? And I'm doing it myself. The koyach of Torah, you can mishtana. The koyach of Torah, you can change. Your whole existence can change. You can change the whole priya around you. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you such a present. A present that the whole Malachim was screaming, what are you giving it to Bnei Adam? A present that Hashem understood that through this koyach we can fight a vayetzer, barasi Torah, barasi yetzer hara, barasi Torah tavle, that we have yetzer hara, that we have fight, but we can use the Torah and mishtana and become an infinite individual, and we can use the Torah, and the world can be elevated, and we can use the Torah, and we can affect the world for good. Rabbi Yisrael, gishmeichem, you know what pshat gishmeichem is? Zok the Gemara in Brachos Tav Hei. Says the Gemara in Brachos Hei Amid Aleph. Lo yikimidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu midus Basav Adam. Hashem's koy is not like Basav Adam. Midus Basav Adam, Adam boicha chayfetz l'chaveir. A person sells an object to his friend, Rashi says, he has a heirloom from his great-grandmother, and he has a beautiful heirloom. He wants to save it for life, but he can't. He needs cash. He sells it. Moicher Otzev, says the Gemara, Moicher is all down. His grandmother's heirloom, great grandma Sarah, she, that unbelievable heirloom, I wanted to keep it forever. I need cash, we gotta pay the electric bill this month. Take out great grandma's Sarah's heirloom, that piece, and we sold it. Moicher Otzev, says the Gemara, V'lokech Sameach, I'm a Kodesh Baruch Einu King, says the Gemara. He's not like that. Nosan Lahem Torah, he gave them the Torah, the Somach, he's happy. He doesn't want us to lose it. Anybody who sells their heirloom to someone else doesn't mind that guy lose it. Maybe I'll find it, I'll get it back. Never leave it. Have it forever. Frak Rablez and Moshe Horowitz in the back of the Gemara, Pliya Tzuma Shankim, what is this comparison? Your grandmother's heirloom? You sold it, it's gone forever. You're not going to see it again. Maybe you'll see it in this guy's grandmother's hair, on her blouse. But you're not going to see it in your house, or on your wife's blouse. Of course you're Otze, but of course you gave us the Torah. And he's not, is he sad over here? He's not sad. He has the Torah also. He didn't lose anything. What's the comparison? Oh, Hashbar was not like me, this boss of a dom. Of course, but what's the comparison? So God bless him, Rosh Hashanah, I'll be the Medrash. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he gave over the Anhogos HaBriya. He gave over that we can control the Briya. We have control over the Briya. Tzadik Goyzev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, and a person down here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him sick, Chas V'Sholem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person that he's not going to find a ziv again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person that he don't have children. And comes along, Rav Chaim Pencha Scheinberg, and declares, I saw the letter, he showed it to me myself in the office. He said, Yisrael, see this. I looked at the letter, I almost fell off. The lady was giving Hoydor, Rosh Hashiva, thank you very much. For 22 years, we were without children. Last year we went into a bracha, and you were Maftiach, you guaranteed us we're going to have a child. And this is a card to thank you for the precious child that was just born. 1 year later, HaKadosh Baruch said, no children! And Chaim Pichel Shoyman, you're going to have a child! Where's that koyach? You know where that koyach is? Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. You have the Anhogas HaBriya. It's yours. Toirosi al ta'azoivu. It's yours. I'm giving over the Torah, because the Torah is the power. And if you have the Torah by you, you have the Anhogas HaBriya. Unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael. It's Dava Pella. We don't understand. If we don't understand what that means, Rabbi Yisrael, we'd be learning Torah, be hurving over Torah. I'm talking to myself, the more Torah that we have in us, the greater we become. The greater we become, the more Koyach and the Briya we have. Because that's the Metzias of Koyach HaTorah, Rabbi Yisrael. Koyach HaTorah. It's not something to laugh about, Chas V'Shalom. Not something to treat less. We don't understand about that. It's Meroyim Mikol Dover. It's the Koyach of the whole Briya. And what was the whole Briya was created for? And everything around is Torah about that. And when is the night when everything's decided? That Shavuos night about that. So it comes out that everything is Shavuos night about that. You're saying they're eating a cheesecake and you don't even realize. That everything is Shavuos night, because again, it's rehappening. And when Makabo the Torah, the whole world goes into a different existence. And the more stronger the Kabbalah, and the more the Kabbalah, and the more deep the Kabbalah, and the more earnest the Kabbalah, and truthful the Kabbalah, Rabbi Yisrael, makes a different effect on the whole Bria. And of course, on ourselves. So everything's totally in Shavuos night, Rabbi Yisrael. Where am I eating? What are we having for the menu? It's all important. Should I serve the fish, the salmon, with the filter fish on Shavuos night? Or should we save it for Shabbos? We should have it on Shabbos! It's all fine and dandy about it. We have to mechabed the yoyim. But realize, Rabbi Yisrael, this is it. This is it. Shavuos night is it. The whole world. The effect on the whole world. The effect on ourselves and our families. Heim Burugashmis. Hein Baruchnius. The Shlo HaKadosh says it's decided on Shavuos night how much Torah we're going to be Zoycha to. How easy it is to be learned Torah. How difficult. All the Koyach of Torah that we can have, it's all decided Shavuos night. As we said before, what are you going to ask for on Shavuos, Rabbi Zai? What are you going to ask for? Next year's cheesecake should be a little more creamier. Next year, the Yarkan, the brothers of the fruit guy should have blueberries. This year, no blueberry cheesecake. Every year, since he's a little kid, mommy makes that blueberry cheesecake. What's wrong with that, the blueberries? to really makabel, to make that kabbalah, but he walks through a shruz, he didn't think about it once. How much does it affect the whole Bria? And how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to give it, Rabbi Sai? And how much life is totally in it, Rabbi Sai? Life, the existence, the world we affected, our lives, and the whole world, life of the world. If we come at Shavuos night, and we have a Geshmak HaSuda, Noach Lahem, but after the Suda we go Ritzini, into the learning. As the real says, but you see, the whole night we don't stop, sit down, schmoozing in this, because not tonight's different. Tonight's deciding. Tonight's the Yom Hadin on Torah, and we get in there, and we put our kodesh into it, and we make mamish achlota. So we're going to spend the whole night learning Ratzuf, without hafroys, without this and without that. No nezek, but it's guaranteed on the year by its existence. You know why, by that? Because you now gave existence to the whole Bria. You're masakin, you gave an existence to the whole Bria. Of course you're going to have an existence. You elevated the whole Bria. Of course you're not going to get hurt. You brought Toiv to the Bria. Of course you're going to get hurt this year. That's the Koyach HaTorah. And Shavuos night is the time to appreciate it. To take the time out to think about how much appreciation I should have. To feel it, to walk in the streets with it, to feel elevated, to feel gavaldik, Rabbi Sai, to put on that big hat on your head and wear it like a crown. Especially the Pnei Torah, Rabbi Sai, to feel it extra. And I spend my day in Torah. Does anybody take out the time to think about the godless of that? That I have a year to learn in Koyel, or 2 years to learn in Koyel. It means that I'm saying that I'm designated time when everybody, okay, when you're a Bacha, yes, no, it's also Gavad, when you're a Koyel guy already, and you designated time, you and your wife, Moshe Nefesh, for this great thing called Torah, the way I appreciate it, Moshe. I spent the time of realizing it. Shavuos night is the time to talk about that at the Shavuos table. Besides comparing if the part of the cheesecake is also good. We could talk about that also. But to understand and to appreciate and to talk to your wife and talk about how lucky we are. To take out that time to think about, to appreciate it. Like something that we appreciate, Hashem will give us more of it. But to spend Shavuos night, because it's a night when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to decide the fate of the Bria and our individual fate. Of how much Torah and how much Aliyah and how much Ruchnias and how much Steigen we're going to have with us. That's what Shavuos night is about, Rabbi Sai. Don't miss it. If you have to, whatever reasons, other Cheshbonis, if Sharma didn't stay up all night Shavuos night, he said he could learn more Torah by Shavuos day, well, Yashu didn't stay up. I'm going to get the personal Cheshbonis. They learned all Shavuos day, so they got Shavuos days also. What's the school of Rizal? They hold that they're learning Torah. And not changing their schedule should affect the whole week of Bittul Torah. It was a cheshbon of Torah, so it's valid to have the school. Or I'm not telling me to say you have the school, but they weren't worried about it. The point is, they understood weiter how much more Torah can we get. Rabbi Sai, the last part of the shmuz we usually reserve to talk about. How much does a memish in shorthand? The shmuz is usually much longer. The last part, I'm just going to. I want to be able to chat mincha. Just to understand what I say. It's yoy matan to yiraseinu. It's a gift. When someone gives a gift, they want to know how much you appreciate it. Don't forsake it. I'm giving you such a precious gift, something that malachim are crying, why are you giving it to Bnei Adam? But there's another point in a gift. A gift is something that a person doesn't really sometimes have the kalim. He's not cut out sometimes. That gift is necessarily the fee who he is. If he is level. But it's a gift. And when you have the gift, you have it. If the person felt you deserved the gift, he gives it to you. And even if you're not on that level where you should be getting that gift, because it's so high and so chashuv, but the person giving it feels that you deserve it, and he'll give it even though you're not on that level. And that's why it's called Yom Matan Torah saying. The day of the giving of Torah means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us as a present. And that means, Rabbi Yisrael, it's so powerful, is that the greatness that a person can become in Torah is not necessarily totally in your brain level. It's not necessarily totally where you came from. It's not necessarily totally on who your yichus is from. It's totally one thing: how much you deserve it. Shavuos, it's called Chag Shavuos. Mefarshim say Shavuos is the days leading up to it, the preparation that went into it, how much you prepared yourself. You made yourself a kli. Hashem says, oh, you want it, you prepared yourself, you created that kli to makabel it. Here's the Torah on a silver platter. Now this is so harsh, Rabbi Yisrael, to know the more that you want it, the more that you're after it, the more that it means to you, because Baruch Hu's ready to fill you up, Rabbi Yisrael. Who would be the fool that doesn't want it after the first part of the Shmuz, which we could have gone on for hours discussing it? But because the Yetzirah is so powerful, because he knows there's a change in a person's life, he'll change his existence, how he could be such a different person if he really was ligging and the Torah was totally part of him. And even if he's already Baruch Hashem like us, the more Torah and the more Yeshiva, the more Kabbalah's Torah, it's different levels of person, different levels of existence. How much it can affect in the Bria as a greater person he becomes. That person should say, okay, that's good for Rabbi so and so. He grew up with a tremendous IQ, 1,265 on the IQ test. But when I came in for that IQ test, the doctor just kept shaking his head. He never saw such a low level. He said, in the history of my life, I've never seen anything like this. What's up there? The Rock of Gibraltar? He takes one of those knee jerkers and he starts banging my head. And it just broke. The knee jerker. The guy looked in my eyes and he kept shaking his head again. There's nothing up there! Brainless! George Blockhead! Well, we're sorry to inform you, Mr. and Mrs. Well, your son, we didn't find anything up there. We're going to send search teams to Nepal to find what's inserting into his little man, into the brain. Search teams! There has to be something up there! Some desert island! You're right, doctor. He's had terrible in school. You just can't get him to learn. George the Blockhead! That was his nickname. Whenever the teacher brought a coconut, he was very useful in class. Everybody was examining in the science class the texture of the coconut. And your son was used to break open the coconut! That's about all we can use him for! He wants to learn Torah. It's not totally in your brain power. Kama gedoyli oylam, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to end the Maisa. We always speak about the Maisa with the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Yisrael. The Chassam Sofer's yeshiva in Preshburg came into the yeshiva, 17-year-old Bacha. This Maisa is gedruk, that's written before in the Sefer Chut HaMeshulash, brought in the Sefer of the Stipler. A Bacha came into the yeshiva with a Chassam Sofer, 17-year-old boy. He asked the Chassam Sofer, I want to learn Torah. Chassam Sofer took a little look at him. His hair was a little long. The dress wasn't for the Chassam Sofer's yeshiva. It wasn't even Lafi Brookdale High School. And the Bachur was smirking behind him. The Chassam Sofer says he wants to learn Torah. I'm going to give him a chance. And he came into the yeshiva. And the subservient pointed one of the best Bahan way to learn when this boy wants to learn Torah. They cut his hair, they came to learn. Next morning, the Chashev Baha comes over to the Chacham Sofer and says, Rebbe, I can't, I'm sorry. I want to do the Rebbe's Ratzon, I can't learn with this guy. What's the problem? I taught him the Mishnah. I knew one Mishnah. 500 times. Shnayim Oichsin Batalis. Two guys holding on to a talis. You got it? Not so sure. Okay, let's start again. Shnayim! Two! Me, you. Shnayim! Go slow over here. Shnayim! Two guys holding a talis. What's a talis? Oh, here's the big talis. Two over here, we're holding on to me and you. For an hour and a half, I taught him the Mishnah over and over again. That wasn't bad. This morning we went, I said, okay, you know what? He asked me to learn. I learned an hour with him, an hour and a half with him. Went over and I said, okay, let's start the second Mishnah. He asked me, can we go over the first Mishnah? Yeah, okay, you know, blank! It's brilliant. There's not much blank. He forgot the whole thing. Forgot the whole 50 times I taught him. That's it, I'm giving up. So, I'm sorry. He wants to learn Torah. You gotta give him the chance. Says the Sam Soifa, written in the Sefer, the Sam Soifa, the sniper brings it down, Chaya Oilam. This person went on to become a Dayan be Yisrael, one of the Dayanim in Klal Yisrael, because he wanted Torah. That's a Bnei Shlom's Chochma. That's his, and he gives it to those ones who want it. It becomes them, a Dayan be Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. We say all the story, and I'm ending. It was a bacher that came into Torah or Rabbi Yisrael. The bacher that came in, he tried to learn, he tried to get in the summer's man. And he came, I told him, come back in the winter. I was doing the fahers. True story. I was doing the fahers, I fahered him. And he didn't really know how to read well. And as I said, come back after the summer, he said, I want to learn. He gave him a chance. I set him up with an avrech in the yeshiva. The Avrich was then Rabbi Michal Kaplan, who became a Magid Shir. I set him up, and Rabbi Michal Kaplan came back to me after 2.5 hours. He said, I have to stop learning with you. I said, you're getting paid for it. You pay me all the money in the world, I'm starting to learn. We did Tosfos Kasha for 2.5 hours, just the Kasha. He still doesn't understand the Kasha. I can't anymore. What do you want me to do? I said, Rabbi Michal, what do you want me to do? I did the Kasha for 2. He doesn't understand the Kasha still. I said, Michal, just... That person today, we spoke, people know who he is. Today he's a poisek, a very, very, very chashuv poisek in Klal Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael. Many, many thousand, I mean, it could be thousands, hundreds of people. He wrote Sforim, people called him for Shaila Rabbi Yisrael. He couldn't understand the Tosfos Kasha. What's the pshat? The Teretz is Rabbi Yisrael. Because Torah is a gift, it's a matnas of a king. And has given it to that ghost person who wants it. But the Gdoyle Oilam, many Gdoyle Oilam. Many Gdoyle Oilam, but they weren't a genius, had geniuses also. Some may be harder sometimes for a genius. But many of them were just stand playing, who just gave over their life for Torah. They said, they decided that it was a Shavuos night. That's it, Rabbi said. I'm giving my life for Torah. I'm going after it. I want Torah more than anything in the world. Shavuos says, this guy wants it. I'm going to fill him up. So Talmud Chacham, Poisek, Goro b'Torah, giving over Torah to Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm sitting here giving you a shmooz, Rabbi Yisrael. I grew up, I came from a modern Orthodox background, went to co-ed high school, and I went to, I think 30 years ago, a shishi with a frock. I wasn't known as a smarter kid in there in high school. I wasn't known as a partial guy, regular. Torah can change a person. Torah can lift you up, Rabbi Yisrael. Torah can make you into a gadol b'Torah. Torah can make you into a different person, a person that the world looks up to as Andrei Shabbosah. This is the time to appreciate it. This is the time to desire it. And Be'ezah Hashem, this year, Shachar Shavuos, each and every one of us, Kadosh Baruch Hu will fill us up. Yes, Rabbi Yisrael. So if the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun, everything else in the world, when you ask for Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to ask, start slow. You don't answer big things right away. You build yourself up. But in Torah, ha-harachev, picha, open up wide. You know how wide you open up when you stick that cheesecake in it? Open up even wider! Harachev, picha, v'amaleyu! Open your mouth. Asok the Gemara, who be the Reiterik Siv? Open your mouth wide. Ask the Rebbeinu, I want to know Kol HaTorah Kula Be'emes. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that's a Rotzer Be'emes will fill you up. Become an outstanding Talmud Chacham, a lover of Torah, and you'll be able to change the world, Rabbi Yisrael. Sadiq Goyzer, HaKodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Shmizoycha Ve'ez HaShem. To appreciate these Hashem, this Shavuos, to appreciate the Torah, to yearn for the Torah. That's what it could be, the whole Yisod of the night, all staying up, we're yearning, we can't wait. Please, Hashem, give us that Torah, we'll stay up all night and learn it. We desire it so badly. Hashem will best bench us with a good year, with the bracha, a year of Hatzlacha, of health, of everything that we need. And Be'ez Hashem, the source of Nachas, the Debeiri, Oyle Be'emes. Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, this is the Yom Tov of David HaMelech, to Rigus. Be'ez Hashem, B'koyach HaTorah Hazeh, V'ke B'shana D'bri Avada, the Medrash says, the Chazal say, B'shus HaTorah, Yisol Nigolin, B'shuch HaTorgul HaShleima, the B'yibayis HaShlishi, the Shiach Ben David, and here with him in honor. Amen.